This is the Pete Bradley Show podcast, episode 20, The Military Flyover. Well, since this is our first weekend without football, let's talk about something you often see at a big game, the flyover for the national anthem. Now, we live in a Navy house, so I'd like to call it a Navy flyover, but the truth is all branches participate in one way or another. Here's some info I found. The military actually approves most of the 850 or so flyover requests that they get each year. Generally, the flyovers are arranged through the Appropriate Services Public Affairs Office or Community Relations Office. Now, they don't come cheaply. One report I saw said it cost $36,000 for the six Navy Blue Angels to fly over the University of Phoenix Stadium before the 2008 Super Bowl. A Blue Angels press officer said it was definitely worth it for the Blue Angels and the Navy's visibility. Now, if you go online, you can see several videos of flyovers, including the one I put on my page that shows the pilot's point of view. Recently, I learned how this all comes together. It's a bit more complicated than most of us would think. My son Doug's squadron recently went to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, and I asked, is it normal for all the guys to go?
No, this was the first for me. Being in 6 years, I've definitely supported a lot of flyovers, but this was the first one that our commanding officer was able to get tickets for. Some of us in the command, I know it has happened before, but I don't think it happens as often as it should.
You were actually hoping, right? Because then you could have written it off as a business trip.
Yeah. If the Jets had a small issue, we maybe could have made a little bit of money. But the Jets held up just fine, so that was good.
Now, this is more complicated than people think, right? I mean, maybe folks have seen the video that's on YouTube of a flyover, but you learned that it's quite an event.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you figure the national anthem is about 2.5 minutes long. A flyover of a stadium takes all of about 5 seconds, and the amount of preparation and work that goes into that is pretty extensive. It definitely all starts earlier in the week, a week or two prior to the game. When we find out, hey, we're going to do this flyover, then it starts, then everything gets rolling. We have to get the Jets ready for this flyover because obviously there are a lot of people counting on these airplanes. And that's something that a lot of people don't see at the game or even when you see a video on YouTube is the work that the maintainers do. Getting the Jets ready for the flyovers. Because once you commit to it...
What does that mean, getting them ready for the flyover? What do you do?
Just making sure they're in good working order. Obviously, making sure they're ready to fly. Also, completing any sort of special inspections required for the jet to fly. Additionally, getting the Jets ready to go cross-country. Because they're obviously going longer distances. So, again, just... inspections, make sure their fuel is ready to go, make sure the pilots are ready to go. That all starts, like I said, about a week or two before the game.
Now, does Virginia Beach serve nationwide or just the East Coast or what?
Oh, yeah, we'll do flyovers all over the place. I think earlier we did a flyover for the Green Bay Packers. The Jets, they fly all over the place. They'll fly a couple different legs, stop here, there, and there to get some fuel. We'll do flyovers all over the place.
So for the Pittsburgh game, the Jets actually went to the Pittsburgh airport, correct?
Yes, they flew out of here. They had to fly to another location because of some weather. And then they flew into Pittsburgh and they landed at the Pittsburgh International Airport there.
Okay. And then you were telling me about the rehearsal and the timing. So on the day of the game, the national anthem singer, who I think was John Oates of Hall & Oates, the day of the game, he actually gets timed, right?
Yeah. So he'll perform the national anthem about 4 to 5 times before the game. And we have another pilot who was in the stadium on the ground, and he's actually sitting there timing the singer to try to figure out the average, you know, how long it takes that singer to sing a song.
And then what did they do with that information?
So after that, that pilot will relay the information to the other two pilots or however many jets are flying. You know, he'll relay the information to them. And basically, it's a whole lot of math, just kind of figuring out the distance from where they're going to be staging at, how long it's going to take them to get from where they're at to the stadium, and just matching all that to the time of the song. In this instance, our pilots were flying about 10 miles to the west of the stadium. And basically, when they're doing that, they're just flying kind of in a circle, just hanging out, waiting for the call. They take off about 12:30, so about a half hour before kickoff. They'll get airborne and just kind of hang out. And then, yeah, once they figure out that, you know, the song starts at this time and a minute or so into the song, they got to start heading towards the stadium, they will point the jets in the direction of the stadium, and they'll get going. And that's actually, as soon as they point towards the stadium, that's it. That's there's no turning back at that point.
You can't slow down if he's singing faster, or
you can't. Yep, you can't slow down, because then there's a chance he'll really throw off the time. So I've heard that it's the singers that will actually, I don't want to say mess up a flyover, but mess with the timing of the flyover. If they hold a note just a little too long, or hold one for not as long that they had held previously, it'll throw off the timing of the jets coming in. But this one, we were very fortunate. We were sitting way up in the nosebleeds, and we could see the jets coming in over the city, and we could hear it in the song, and we're like, this is going to be good. And as soon as he came off that last note, they came bombing over the stadium, and it was such a cool and rewarding sight. I wish all the guys in my squadron could see it, just to see a stadium of I don't know how many Heinz Fields hold, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 people, whatever, to just go nuts to see the jets fly over, and just to, you know, to know that they're your jets, and your guys put in the hard work to make that happen. It was very rewarding.
I saw one at Gillette Stadium once, and the whole stadium just vibrates.
Oh yeah, they come in loud, definitely hit the throttles as they're going by, and really, really put on a good show.
And then he gets to watch the game, right?
Yeah, so they'll go and land in the at the airport. There'll be a car standing by for them, and they'll get picked up and head right to the stadium. Pretty sure they have some sort of a VIP access. You know, I don't think they have to get dropped off at the front gate. But talking to our commanding officer, he made it back to the game for the start of the second quarter. So you figure, I mean, the quarter itself is 15 minutes. You figure with timeouts and commercials, probably about a half hour. So it all moves pretty quickly and, for the most part, pretty smooth.
All right. So the next thing you have to do is secure a backseat ride on one of those.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
The cost is deducted from funds used for training, but for some special services like the Golden Knights skydiving team, the event organizer, if it's a private organization, may have to pay for lodging, meals, and transportation. One report I saw said that could be up to $3,000 a day. The military views these flyovers as promotional and recruiting opportunities for the armed services. They say they allow ordinary citizens to see the military up close in a way that's normally not possible. A flyover flight actually counts as training for the pilots. Again, if you've never seen one in person, it is awesome. The whole stadium shakes. We'd love to hear from you if you have a comment or a podcast suggestion. You can reach us right here or on Facebook, Twitter, or email at braley.pete@gmail.com. Until next time, take care.